Obviously, Vernon's been a great player, and we're hoping he can come in here and help our whole football team. So he's, his head's probably swirling a little bit, trying to kind of figure out where his locker is and where the meeting rooms are. But he's been around; he's a veteran, and so we're going to try to catch him up to speed in as short amount of time as possible, and put him in position to help us win some football games.
With so much to digest, how quickly do you think he can get acclimated here?
I can't speak for that, but we're going to do the best we can, and I know he's he's excited about being here.
When a guy like Vernon Davis comes in, do you go out of your way to try to help more than it's just a depth add as a lineman, or something like that? You know what I'm saying? With a guy like this, do you go out of your way?
Well, I think anybody's going to be playing, potentially on Sunday. I think you do that, no matter what the position is. And so I feel like they probably brought him in here to play, I would say, be safe to say. So, yeah, you spend whatever time you can, communicating with him and trying to get on the same page with him.
How is it different, Peyton, this time going back to Indy as opposed to a couple of years ago?
Well, like I said, I can't really speak a whole lot to that beforehand. But I think the fact that we have been there and played them, we're focused on this game. We're playing in an extremely loud place. We got a lot on our plate each week, trying to kind of figure out what we're doing and trying to get everybody here on the same page. And that's plenty to focus on between that and getting ready to play a team that in a loud environment. It's kind of easy just to focus on that.
Would it be special to set the wins record there?
I haven't, thought about that.
When you go back, what did you think of the, John Elway? He got Vernon Davis and was in on Joe Thomas. Was that something new to you? That type of activity, big name players this type of the season?
I can't say. I don't know. I hadn't really considered that. I mean, I'm sure. I've been a part of some trades before other teams, that I've played on. So, obviously, we're happy to have Vernon. I've enjoyed watching him play. Played against him, seen him play. I've seen him make a lot of plays, and excited about the opportunity he can to to help us.
What was different as far as that?
DT and I just we continue to work just like all of the receivers and quarterbacks do. You're always working on your timing and throwing the ball where he's going to be and him being in the position where the ball is going to be. And so it was good to hit that big one down the sideline to him. And we've been pretty good on those back shoulder throws, majority of the season. And then able to hit him on a couple of in-breaking routes where, as he's done throughout his career, break a tackle and take a 20-yard completion into a 35-yard completion. So give him a lot of credit. He was running some good routes. He was motivated going into that game. He admitted he had a couple of a couple of missed opportunities against Cleveland, and so I know he was motivated and thought he really came out and played well.
Feels like the last couple of weeks you got the run game going. Is it just finally feeling like you get in a groove with the cohesion in the offensive line and running backs?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you could probably, better question for CJ and Ronnie and the guys up front, but the guys up front have done a heck of a job. There's a lot of guys up there that were playing, and they've created some really good holes. Tight ends, receivers all play a part in that. I think our effort on our run blocking from everybody is a big part of it. Of course, a lot of people are playing me on the bootleg, so they're not pursuing as far backside. So I'll take a small role in that. And then I think CJ and Ronnie have made some special individual plays. I mean, Ronnie's run after that touchdown where they, we called it back for a penalty. That's the worst scenario you can have. First and goal from the 20. And Ronnie, fixes that right away with a great individual effort. And then CJ's on a 3rd and 2 where you're trying to get the first down for him to finish that with a touchdown. Two really special individual plays. So everybody deserves a lot of credit for that. Yeah, obviously Coach Knapp knows, was familiar with both systems, obviously, having been here and having been worked with Coach Kubiak and Coach Dennison before. So He could translate a lot of things and was a great kind of bridge and still continues to be. So, you know, we've been together 3 years and you spend a ton of time with your position coach. So we spend a lot of time together, and he's really helped me, you know, a lot the past 3 years.
You talk often about the fraternity of quarterbacks. When you look at Luck, and he's had some ups and downs this year, do you feel empathy, sympathy, none of that?
You know, I haven't, you know, to tell you the truth, kept up, you know, a whole lot with I've been pretty focused on the Broncos offense you know, trying to kind of get the Broncos quarterback comfortable in the Broncos offense. As I've always, you know, believed that it's a marathon and not a sprint out there, and quarterbacks. You know, it's just about, you know, it's a 16-game season and, you know, a four-quarter game, and, you know, you're just trying to keep getting better. That's what I try to do. But it's the toughest position out there. That's my opinion. I'm sure Tlaib and Chris Harris would argue with me, but it's a tough position, so it's not for everybody, I can tell you that.
With all the time you spent in Indy, obviously people focus on what you did on the football field, but all the stuff you did off the field, how rewarding is that to know how much you impacted that city?
Oh, you know, I can't. I guess it's hard for me to speak to that, but it's a great city, great people, just like here in Denver. Great community. They love their sports, you know, and the sports teams are a big part of the community. So, I've been real fortunate to play for two football teams in two cities, in communities that are very connected, you know, the Colts, you know, always did a great job serving the community, you know, there when I was there. They encouraged that. They emphasized that, you know, Tony Dungy down the line. And then, you know, the same way here in Denver. We got a lot of guys doing a lot of great things in the community as well. So I've been real fortunate from that standpoint.
Hey, you always talk about
the history. The history of football, right? Especially quarterback position. What do you remember about Brett Favre? I mean, he's a different kind of quarterback.
I probably talked a little bit about this, you know, before. So, you know, it's, you know, like I know I've said previous times. I mean, just what a great player. You mentioned that gunslinger type. You know, incredible durability. Played at such a high level for such a long time, and you know, just a lot of respect for the way he played. You know, I got a lot of respect for a lot of quarterbacks, and Brett's definitely one of those that was always fun to watch. Always a fun guy when he was playing. You always seemed to watch to kind of see what he was going to do out there.
Okay, thank you guys.
Okay, thank you guys.